Today's message for Saturday, 5th of February, 2022. The topic for today is Update Your Life. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Habakkuk 2 verse 1. The world of technology requires regular updates of software and various applications. Without such updates, phones, electronic devices and other gadgets will not always perform optimally. In fact, failure to update could sometimes render your device totally unusable. The above picture is illustrative of how God designed our lives as Christians. We require regular spiritual updates to be usable to God and beneficial to man. Indeed, whether Christian or not, you require a consistently updated life to be relevant and useful. The updating being discussed here is not about being trendy and fashionable, though there is nothing wrong with that. The truly updated life is one that is up to date with the mind of God, and is never at variance with the purpose of God per time. When you constantly update your life before God, you will be on the same page with Him. Not only in terms of heaven's agenda for your personal life, but also for your family, community, organization, and nation. A spiritually updated life is attained and sustained by constantly seeking the will of God through active interaction with God's Word. The Bible is the most up-to-date book in the world. If you stay within the parameters of its provisions, you are unlikely to become outdated. In any way, living the updated life means you will need to stand upon your watch like Habakkuk to perceive the word of the Lord. You will also need to constantly engage the Holy Spirit who searches the deep things of God and the mind of the Spirit so that you can know what the Spirit is saying to the church, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10. May the Lord give you ears that will constantly hear what the Spirit is saying. Further Bible reading. Psalms 19 verse 1-14. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.